morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 19th, 2014. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM at KBOO.FM on the web. Because you're listening to these voices you've been hearing this morning because of membership, because members made this happen. Members, the difference between this and silence, and where there is where there used to be a saying in the height of the AIDS panic and concern and great worry, silence equals death. That phrase still to me echoes and rings down the airwaves today and probably into the future. Silence does in fact equal death. If this station were to go off the air, the void would be filled many times over with the sorts of rhetoric that we've become all too accustomed to. We live underneath the shadow of the USA Patriot Act, and it is stations like KBOO, independent voices, speaking out against these draconian laws that we've come to accept literally into our own homes and into our own communications. So thank you, everyone, who made this membership drive so successful. We welcome you, new members, returning members, and we welcome everyone. Few headlines. We're going to be speaking again with Jody McCaffrey because down in Coos Bay, a lot is going on. The reporting is the big story, however, but reporting itself is a big story, or lack of reporting. We hear very little downstate news often. In this instance, though, what is at stake affects all of us, all of our lives. This is our coastal waters, and things that go wrong down there. The ocean is not a static entity. It's a large living creature. What happens in one part of the ocean indeed influences the entire globe. And what's about to happen in Coos Bay at this proposed Jordan Cove terminal is truly a disaster waiting to happen. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And before we speak with Jody on the line, we've got a couple of headlines that we really do need to hit on. This is Past Saturday, Drew. People of conscience of all sorts, all united in their opposition to the Keystone XL. The message from the crowd gathering at Deering Oaks Park on Saturday morning urged and demanded that President Obama reject the project. The protest was part of a day of action against dirty fuels. It was a nationwide effort to convince the president that the pipeline would be an environmental calamity. Opponents believe the pipeline represents a shift away from renewable energy, and indeed, we hear nothing about renewable energy sources. This is the most critical question of the day. Approval of the pipeline is right now in the balance. And one of the things that I think people haven't taken into account, in the past 3 months, at least three different studies and reports have warned that wildfires are getting bigger, that man-made climate change is to blame, and it's only going to get worse with more fires starting earlier in the year. What scientists have reluctant to blame global warming, as always, for any specific fire, but they have been talking for years and years about how more fires lead and earlier fire seasons are basically facts on the ground. Not only the Keystone XL, America's celebrity spokespipe across the country, pipelines now are carrying substances of varying degrees of volatility everywhere, this whole country. The Keystone XL is only the most prominent project out there, but there are existing pipelines right now carrying these very volatile types of oil, gas, liquefied natural gas. And what's going to happen when we reach when one of the fires, these mega fires that we're coping with right now, what happens when that hits a section of this network of pipeline There is, it'll become a conduit for massive fire through what is very, in all likelihood, drought-stricken landscape. Think about it. And what happens? It leads straight into massive, these pipelines, of course, lead straight into massive refineries. They go through cities. They're not all in the wilderness. So the pipeline, plus well, the massive new wildfires, huge wildfires, is something that I personally haven't heard spoken about. These are treated as two separate issues. And as the demand within the United States for coal plummets and the domestic price for natural gas drops, companies that have heavily invested in these energy sources are scrambling to stay financially afloat. That's one symptom. And the solution that they've found is to export as much as possible. The solution that Earth First has found is an action camp. That's happening on June 2nd and 9th. That's over in Maryland. There'll be action camps. So all across the country, Earth First is very active. And their group to watch, they report extensively on the issues that we talk about on Air Cascadia. And the European Business Summit still drawing protests and protesters more and more being arrested there across the waters. But right now we have waters at home that need protecting. And Jody McCaffrey is here to talk about what has been going on. I understand. Jody, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Having me on.
If listeners want to say, well, gee, Jody McCaffrey, that's a voice that's on Air Cascadia a lot. You know why? Because Jody is the preeminent leading activist or tireless activist working to stop the terminals from going in. The news stories that have been on other radio stations purporting to be fair and balanced, of course, report that there's going to be this marvelous tax boon. And again, schools, are, you know, oh, the children, oh, the humanity that that these terminals are going to bring. So mostly they've been thinly disguised public relations campaigns on behalf of the developers who are largely out of state. That we're not talking about one single entity. It's more of a consortium of out-of-state interests that could care less what happens to our coast. Jody, give us an update. I understand your website was hacked. That's something you didn't need at this point.
Yes, they can't have the truth out there, can they now? So they had to try to take it down. But it will be back up eventually. We've got part of it, just partial stuff up. We'll get it back. I will say hats off to the Oregonian. Mr. Sickinger did do a very fair and balanced story on Friday titled Controversial Plan to Divvy Up Windfall from Coos Bay's Proposed LNG Terminal Raises Questions. If you can read that article, you'll get a better picture of what's going on with this big promise of funds and what the real truth is about those funds. We also, last week, three of us local citizens filed an appeal brief to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals asking them to reverse a decision by the Coos County Commissioners for approving construction of the Pacific Connector pipeline. This appeal really has to do with the county not conforming to their own guidelines under the Coastal Zone Management Act. It seems like it's frustrating. We will have a press release coming out today about that, but a lot of the I'm not the only citizen. I just want people to know that is fighting this. There's a bunch of citizens down here. It's just that our voices aren't always heard in the bigger arena of the metropolitan areas for their press and press stories. We just don't get the coverage, you know. So that's why we were putting it on our website, trying to get the word out there. And, of course, you know, that couldn't go on. So we will get the site back. We've learned some things about how things are used by people that have money. We are fighting big money, and big money puts out a lot of stuff, and a lot of it isn't true, but it's hard to combat that when you're just citizens with limited income.
So there is coming up towards the end of the month another meeting that is one more critical turning point. Can you talk a bit about that? I'm trying to find a reference to that
it's
right now.
It's a hearing.
The hearing, I mean.
The Connector has another hearing. They keep just throwing all these applications at us and making us fight them individually. Now, this is another alternative pipeline route hearing for what they call Blue Ridge Route. That's supposed to be May 30th at 2 p.m. at the Owen Building in Coquille. This is a Coos County application hearing. So there's information at the Coos County Planning Department on this. If you look at pending applications, you'll find it. Coos County file number is HBCU-13-06. If you want to go look that up, you can find more information at the county website.
So what's the rationale for proposing an alternative route, the Pacific Connector, Blue Ridge, it is? What was the idea behind that?
Well, I think this came about because there's some people that support this project, but they didn't want the pipeline going through their property. So they put a lot of pressure to move the pipeline off on somebody else's property. So that's what this alternative route is about, in a sense, moving it to some other way, which will impact other people. So my thing is, I'm against the project as a whole. It shouldn't be going through anybody's property because it's not in the best interest of our nation, of our climate, of a whole bunch of other issues. And it doesn't make much sense to have a foreign company just go take our properties by eminent domain for their own public-private benefit.
That's the interesting thing. That's the thing of it, that people don't want these pipelines going through their property. The companies, the corporations that insist on building this thing have no personal investment here. In other words, it isn't their property. So there's no
fish-bearing streams. You know, that they're going to be tearing up, and our estuary that they got a 2.4 mile trench they're going to dig through it for just the pipeline, and then you got a slip dock for the LNG ships that are this huge 5.6 million cubic yards of dredging. This is going to be just devastating to our estuary. But this is not their estuary. It's not their fishing industry, their shellfish industry. It's, you know, they're from Canada. They don't really care. They're just out to make some money.
Right. So one voice we have not, that we don't hear from, it's not reported, it's the fishing industry. It surprises me no end that the fishing industry hasn't been up in arms over this and outraged. Has anyone done an environmental impact statement, or for that matter an economic impact statement, on what that's going to do to the fishing industry?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They're doing a lot of this stuff, and the draft environmental impact statement from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission hasn't even come out yet. So there should be nothing going on until that comes out. Yet we're having all these applications we're having to fight, and all this, they're down here trying to make them, the cities sign agreements for the fund, you know, the money, and it just is totally wrong to do it this way, but nobody's stopping them, so citizens are having to just, you know, challenge each thing as it comes.
More and more, it seems that the corporate interests, very often, not just simply out of state, but foreign rather than domestic corporate interests, are calling the shots and riding roughshod over existing laws, as though they're presuming that environmental protections shouldn't stand in the way of their interests. Jody, anything that you'd like to just let our listeners know before we let you go? We're out of time now.
Well, we're just it's sad that citizens are having to go up against these huge dollars in the corporate world. And of course, we have to hire attorneys to help us, and that costs money. And if anybody wants to help us, we can sure use that help.
And the website, Citizens Against LNG, will be up again in the near future, right?
Yeah, it's up, but it's not fully up, but it's still up. But yeah, citizensagainstlng.com.
There's a ton of information there. When these hearings and public meetings are going to happen, all of that, how you can get involved, because it's our coastline, all of us. Well, thanks so much for that. Joni McCaffrey, Citizens Against LNG, out of Coos Bay. And one note, too, this afternoon, either way, the judge rules, is a landmark civil rights turning point for the state of Oregon. Judge Michael McShane is expected to issue his ruling around noon on whether Oregon's ban on same-sex marriage violates constitutional rights. It's likely Judge McShane will strike the ban down, paving the way for gay couples across Oregon to tie the knot. The people will be out in full force. This is a major civil rights issue of our time. And being at the forefront leading this is where Oregon needs to be. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, May 19th, 2014. Joe Clement engineered the show today. Thanks for that, Joe. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andring. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.